This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
One of the things that has not bothered me recently, has had me I got into a conflict over it. But
really,
I'm talking, of course, about celebrity crushes.
Celebrity crushes.
Everybody's got one.
Yep, that's right. I mean, we all share it, don't we, Dylan?
Yeah, I've got a few.
Oh, it's good.
I don't know if I can reveal them on air. It would be a bit awkward.
Wow.
Not okay. That I have a partner and it'll be awkward for that.
But. We'll get to that a bit later. That could be an end of segment sort of thing.
We might pry into that.
Wow. I think so.
Desperately. So if there's any eligible bachelors out there, contact us on the old line. I felt like I read that very seductively.
But
if that
time,
doesn't lure gentlemen of Melbourne and the world, then... not sure what I'm doing.
We're broadcasting out there.
That's
so
right.
It'll come. I'm interested to see what your celebrity crushes are.
Exactly.
I'd love to hear it because, look, you were telling me about, you know, that you were talking to someone and they had a list. They had a complete,
A very long list. A very long list of people. But, you know, it's that thing where, hey, it can be as long as you want.
See, I'm different with it.
Really?
I'm almost, you know, like, I can't, you know, I want the list to be small. They're my special picks, you know.
Okay.
And that, look, I feel like I'm mean with my selections, but you've got to
You want to make them special.
Do you want to have the cliches on there? I always get annoyed when people's celebrity crush is either Ryan Gosling or Hugh Jackman or George Clooney because they are too...
they're all very
attractive.
If your
celebrity crush is just not creative enough.
Okay.
So half my list is off the list.
You're saying the stock standard isn't good enough. Is that what you're saying, Dylan?
Throw you have to get in line with that.
Okay. Yeah.
Make it reasonable. Make it a target that you can reasonably acquire.
And there
wouldn't be a line.
Because I feel like the beauty of the celebrity crush is that it's a complete hypothetical. It's the, you know, what are the chances I'm ever going to meet this celebrity and, you know, they're very down to do whatever I'd like to do that later that night.
You know
what
would be a good one?
There's no chances of that always happening.
Hugh Jackman. I think that would be a solid, you know, good. Australian.
So there's a
possibility.
But he's not always in Australia.
That's true. When you're filming something. But, hey.
No, but he also lives in New York.
Oh, really?
So how often are you
so
in
he
New York?
Can take
I thought
you
he had a house in Sydney. Does he not?
Yeah, both. He's an international person.
One in
so
Melbourne,
you've picked a good one.
You've
picked a good one. You've got connections.
I've got multiple destinations
you've
that I can holiday with.
You've got a place to stay in New York if he's your celebrity crush.
Exactly.
Because an issue I had was, well, I was discussing this with my partner, and they got upset because, you know, they told me their celebrity crush. I'm happy for them. Good on
who's
them.
Who's their celebrity crush?
It was Alison Brie from Community.
Wow.
Community.
Yeah.
Very That's good a good show.
They'd be very communal if they came together.
And they got offended, my partner, when I discussed my celebrity crush with them. Because the hypothetical completely wore off.
Okay.
I'm in a fortunate enough position where there's really the possibility that I could meet my celebrity crush.
Really?
But
wow,
is it a window celebrity crush? Like window shopping? You have the opportunity, but it's not really there.
I mean, you're talking very, very... you could name drop on. It sounds like you're in the biz. That's what making it sound like.
It sounds like I know people, do
exactly.
I?
That's what
do you know Hugh Jackman?
I wish I knew for you, G.
Yeah,
I wish
please,
I knew for
please.
You. But the tricky part is I not only there's a chance I get to meet my celebrity crush every week.
I actually
get to meet them every single week.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've already met... Wow, okay. What?
Have you known them for a long time? Over 10 years, under 10 years, around 10
roughly
years?
Roughly 10 years, actually, to the dot. And I don't know a lot of people.
That's
I haven't
true.
Known a lot of people for 10 years.
That's true.
It's a very...
You've only known me for like 10 years, and that's...
Yeah.
So I don't know who else.
I know, and I only get to see you every week for the show.
Oh, wow. Sexual tension. Where's that knife?
And you're on radio as a celebrity.
Wait a second. Is that... Are you saying that your celebrity crush is me? Is that... is that what you're saying?
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Wendy,
now, heartbroken. Thanks, Wendy.
Just to change the topic, because I know it's a bit awkward, and you guys can discuss this during the next song or interlude.
I'm
is
not
it
making
bad?
Eye contact.
All right.
Well, I am making eye contact. So, as
and
I said,
I appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate it. That's it.
Is it possible to have two celebrity crushes?
I think that is within the realm of reality.
Look, we
is that a bit greedy?
No. Well, I mean, the person we were just talking about before had a long list.
Had a list
of
and
crushes.
They couldn't make the cut down. So I feel like, look, if you were able to get it down to a smaller number.
Yeah, yeah.
That's being efficient. Top
Let's
three.
Just say I don't have 26, 26, 20, I don't know why I'm New Zealand. I don't have 26 celebrity crushes.
That's a lot.
But it's definitely have two letters of the alphabet, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
Wow.
One, I like how the alphabet ends with a bit of a Z. With a bit of a Z or Z, wherever you're coming from, as long as you're...
I don't know that. I don't know a celebrity named Z or a celebrity, either way.
Celebrity. You know? Yeah. And let's just say there's one that really hits my G-spot.
Wow. So if you can put those pieces together...
I forgot that the letter of my last name is also the beginning of a certain sort of spot. So that's news for me.
With all the awkward...
That's right, Wendy. That is breaking news. That is breaking news.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.